And from those little notes which my mother hath made here and there, in the volume in which my father describes his adventures in Europe, I can well understand the extreme devotion with which she regarded him, a devotion so passionate and exclusive as to prevent her, I think, from loving any other person except with an inferior regard, her whole thoughts being centered on this one object of affection and worship. I know that before her, my dear father did not show the love which he had for his daughter, and in her last and most sacred moments, this dear and tender parent owned to me her repentance that she had not loved me enough, her jealousy even that my father should give his affection to any but herself, and in the most fond and beautiful words of affection and admonition, she bade me never to leave him and to supply the place which she was quitting. With a clear conscience and a heart inexpressibly thankful, I think I can say that I fulfilled those dying commands, and that until his last hour my dearest father never had to complain that his daughter's love and fidelity failed him. And it is since I knew him entirely, for during my mother's life he never quite opened himself to me, since I knew the value and splendor